All right. Welcome to Fortnightly Astrology with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson. Fiona Edgar is FionaEdgar.com and Craig, well, that's just RadiantCreators.com. So Fiona, I am glad you are well. We had to, you know, battle some forces of evil to make it happen this fortnight, but we were victorious, of course, as always. Mm-hmm. How are you doing and how are the stars looking?
I'm doing okay. You know, I just want to talk about some of the astrology that has passed. We had a lunar eclipse on the 30th. That was a little crazy. Things got a little weird around that. So, of course, eclipses affect the next 6 months. So check your chart where that eclipse fell. We also had a crazy Venus-Uranus opposition on the 27th. And I heard a lot of breakups. There was a lot of instability. There were a lot of unexpected events that occurred around that time. Of course, Neptune was stationing direct in Pisces a couple of days after that. So anyone that's been having sleep issues, I know that a lot of people, including myself, have just not been able to get a full night's sleep in many, many months. But actually, as soon as Neptune turned direct, that ended for me. And I've been sleeping very well. That's because Neptune has gone direct. When Neptune is retrograde, it's like the cold, harsh, you know, reality that we live in. There's no beauty. Neptune is a very soft energy when it's behaving, and you know, there's that lack of spirituality, and everything just seems so bloody awful and harsh. But things should look up with Neptune direct. Let me see, is there anything else that I need to speak about? No. Okay, so let's go straight in for the next fortnight astrology. So the first major aspect that we have is on December 5th. Mercury, the planet of communication and thought processes, makes a supportive trine to Chiron. Chiron is, of course, the wounded healer. That will be a very healing day for conversations, talking things over, and maybe if you've been having some issues with another person, that's a good day to talk it out. Actually, on the same day, Venus is in trine to Neptune. So Venus is the goddess of love. She is connected to romance, relationships, partnerships, money, pleasure, and beauty. When she makes a supportive trine to Neptune, our relationships feel very otherworldly. They you can put people on a pedestal, but it's in a good way. There's like a soft rose tinted glasses energy around that day. It's very romantic. It's definitely a good day to soothe over any relationship problems. So the next major aspect that we have is on December 9th. The sun is in square to Neptune. Do not drink alcohol on this day because you will make a fool out of yourself, or you'll wake up with a stinking hangover. You'll do some drunk shopping online or just some other activity that you don't want to get involved in. On December 10th, Venus makes a beautiful sextile to Pluto. Our relationships become more intense. If you're not in a relationship, your relationships with your friends or your family will be really good on that day. It's a good day for kind of smoothing over issues. Your love life intensifies. You can have very deep and meaningful conversations. The next major aspect is on December 11th. The sun is in trine to Mars. So in fire signs, a lot of energy on this day. It's a good time to work out, expel some of that, you know, excess energy. You will be feeling super assertive, and it's just a good day to get stuff done. On December 13th, Mercury is in square to Neptune. So this can add a bit of fogginess and, you know, conversations are not going to be clear. If you have anything important to discuss with another person, it's best to leave it for another day. You may think that someone is lying to you and they might be. This kind of day, it's kind of best not to really talk much at all. Do some artwork, meditate, get lost in a good movie or a good book. So on the 14th of December, we have a new moon, total solar eclipse. And it's at 23 degrees of Sagittarius. Check your chart. See which house that falls in, because it's going to be different for all of you. It's kind of like a big explosive eclipse. And like I said earlier, eclipses will affect the next 6 months. This one is all about freedom, new beginnings, in the Sagittarius house of your chart. It is quite positively aspected, apart from a square to Neptune. So that will add some confusion around the truth, and it may bring a lack of clarity, a lack of direction. It does make a positive aspect to Mars, so you can expect some breakthroughs over the next 6 months. The Mercury is actually on the south node in this eclipse. So what that suggests to me is, first of all, the eclipse is bringing us, all of us, a better way to communicate. You also may be communicating with people from the past. That's just what I get from that. So on the same day, Venus is sextile Jupiter, which of course will then be in the eclipse chart. So you will actually have that. All of us will have that influence in that eclipse energy for the next 6 months. Venus sextile Jupiter is a really good aspect for relationships. Okay, that's good times with your loved ones. Maybe you'll meet someone new. Maybe you might spend a little more than usual. You might want to check that if you don't have the money. So the next major aspects are all on the 15th. There's four of them here. Mercury is in trine to Mars. Venus is sextile to Saturn. So you'll be feeling super energetic. You may have a kind of thrilling conversation with someone. You'll be planning for, you know, the months ahead in your mind, looking at the bigger picture. And actually, there's a lot of positivity here. And there's a lot of hope and faith and optimism for the future. So Venus sextile Saturn, that is about bringing stability and maturity within your relationships in a good way, you know, not in a boring way. On the same day, this is a big day. Venus enters the sign of Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is the mutable fire sign. And she's very excitable in this sign. She may want to run off into something new. She's adventurous. She needs a lot of freedom. Normally, this would be a good time to travel. Maybe you can travel. I don't know where you are. So on the same day, Chiron goes direct. Yay. Thank goodness for that. I'm so looking forward to that, because Chiron has been making a square to my ascendant in its retrograde motion, and it has been pretty crazy. And I had a lot of health issues, but those have really improved now. So Chiron, of course, is the wounded healer. And he's connected to our wounds, our traumas, but he also holds the key. So if you look at the glyph for Chiron, it actually looks like a key. And it's a doorway that we can enter to heal ourselves. When Chiron goes direct, it's much easier to get to the bottom of things. Why am I wounded? What do I need to do to fix this? And of course, we can always fall back on the Chironic arts, as I call them. So that's astrology, music, ancient healing, natural medicine, astrology, all of those good things. That's going to be a big day, so put that in your calendar. So those are the major aspects for the next 2 weeks. We do have an exciting guest on the 10th. We're doing a Christmas special, and we're actually going to have Thomas Sheridan join us. Yay!
I know that's going to be quite intense. I'll have to get ready, make sure I get enough sleep, because I've had trouble sleeping forever. So I will make sure on the 9th that I'm asleep. And Chiron going direct on the 15th, that makes me happy because, yeah, I mean, Chiron is such a powerful aspect, such a powerful, what is Chiron? Is it a meteor or is it a star? What is that? Is it?
It's a minor planet.
It's a minor planet. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. And, but you certainly feel it where you have it in your chart. And so I think that it getting ready to go direct is something that, yeah, I'm looking forward to. We all have our own little like personal holidays that, and for me, the 15th will definitely be one when Chiron goes direct, because I've just, you know, anybody this year, as it comes to a close and we start next year, I'm all about, I'm really into collecting all positive aspects of anything, you know. Mm-hmm. If it's good, I want it. So I'll take it. You know, we finally had Mars is direct now. Mercury was direct. We're finally getting, you know, that off our backs. And now Chiron can step up and go direct. That's going to be nice too, because yeah, I've had enough of the wounded healer personally. I'm done enough. You can only bleed so much, right? Eventually you have to heal. It's a scar tissue. Okay.
Yes.
So enough is enough. And well, anyhow, with all that said, so you got some cards for the fortnight?
I have. Okay. So the first card that I pulled is the Four of Swords. The Four of Swords to me is a card that speaks of rest, much needed rest, contemplation, just taking the time to chill. I think we all need to chill because everyone is so full of this, you know, this kind of anxious energy, hopefully getting some sleep. The image on the card that I have, it always looks to me like someone is getting energy healing. So Reiki, Sikkim, shamanic healing, something like that. It's going to be a good time for that around the time of the next eclipse. The next card that I pull is the Ace of Cups. So the aces are like doorways of opportunities. Cups is the emotional side of things, and the Ace of Cups can be a real breakthrough in terms of a relationship, an emotional breakthrough. Sometimes this to me is the pregnancy card, okay, especially since the next card is the Moon. I actually felt that someone is pregnant or thinking about it, and the kind of message here is that they need to rest and they need to relax. The card that fell out of the deck, there's always one, is the Star. I honestly think that we're going to be feeling emotionally and spiritually a lot better over the next couple of weeks. And it just feels to me like there is a more peaceful energy coming through. The thing that I noticed when I was looking at these earlier is that we have the Star and we have the Moon. So the missing card is the Sun. Get some sun. Try and get together with people if you're allowed to do that. Just feel some joy. Connect with your inner child. Do some coloring. You know, play with your pets, play with your kids. Do something that makes you feel joyful, because we need that joyful energy. Of course, the Sun also has a child on it. Someone's pregnant, or, you know, it's got something to do with the child. That's a big message here. And I actually feel like it's going to be a really happy occasion for them. And some better times are coming. I think better times are coming for all of us, because this year has just been so, so crazy. It's like, you know, we had Venus retrograde, Mars, and then Mercury. We just didn't get a break for the whole year. So it's time for some rest and some fun.
I'll take it. That sounds wonderful. Yeah, rest and fun. 2020 has definitely been the year that kind of pushed a lot of aware people into themselves, you know, to sort of go on this little, you know, personal dark night of the soul, you might say, to figure out what their life is about, what life is about. Because, yeah, it's been real compression right back into ourselves. Like, you know, what really matters? Is it your job to save the world? Is it not? You know, it's definitely been a non-voluntary pilgrimage for many people, really, into themselves, because they couldn't go anywhere. And the world was crazy. People have been at their worst. I mean, you know, I've never seen mind control. I've never seen, like, you know, the sheep herd it like this in my life. I hate using that term, sheeple or sheep, you know, but man, you know, total lack of discernment, individuality. Just, I mean, humanity is not very impressive in 2020.
Yeah.
A lot of it, not all of it, but, you know, so I think I'm ready this December and moving into 2021 to, like, just get over this this internal pilgrimage. Let's get back to the you know, being a part of the world again, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I agree. Well, what's your what's your cosmic weather? What's your insight in this fortnight as it comes along? And of course, on the 10th, we'll definitely be adding to everything that we come up with today, because Crazy Thomas will be here, so it will all will be expanded upon.
Oh, don't you just love him though? I love Crazy Thomas.
Oh, absolutely.
No, he's so much fun, and he's so intelligent and insightful. I think, like, his page is like my, you know, I try not to spend a lot of time on Facebook these days, but his his page is the one that I usually go see.
Absolutely. No, I would say that he has definitely proven during 2020 that to be a national treasure to Ireland, and probably kind of an earth treasure, because, you know, people have been down. I mean, they have, and if you're a bit aware, you know, if you're awake, I use those terms humbly, then you know that what's going on is nothing to do with the virus, you know what I mean, and all this. Mm-hmm. And so we know 2020 has been a difficult year, and we're seeing tons of you know, good and evil are very apparent, and he's definitely, I can say for myself, has really helped keep me, you know, positive, looking deeper, seeing things clearly. I mean, I think he's definitely been a real star. There you go, in the sky. You know, a guide for everybody else who's mm-hmm. you know, like us, who's crazy. Basically, he's definitely been like the the therapist for the crazy people. Just somehow mm-hmm. he's been like the perfect. I think 2020 was like Thomas Sheridan's destiny to truly help people.
Yeah, and you know what? Thomas is a bit of a seer. Like, he predicted a lot of this stuff, you know, in his old videos. So he, you know, he's definitely a bit of a seer and very psychic.
Oh yeah, I first came across Thomas with his work on psychopaths, you know. Because everybody's known one or two. You probably have some in your family, possibly, or you work with them, you know. And his work there was just a value to me. And then ever since then, of course, just follow Thomas because he's doing great stuff. But, you know, well, I look forward to that on the 10th. You know, we'll expand upon stuff. But, you know, before then, yeah, what are you sensing for the immediate cosmic energy that's out there?
More truth bombs, I think. More, because to me, that you know, that eclipse is that's coming up in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is all about truth, and obviously an eclipse is like a full moon on steroids. So I think we're going to see stuff, you know, being dropped or and the kind of normies are going to lose their heads over it.
I think that would be great. I think it's something a lot of people are hoping for, either like massive truth bombs that do rock the normies, or just a good solar flare. Would
yes,
you know, one of the two, because really the you know, what we've got going right now is absolutely not that good. I mean, sure, you know, it's fine. The aware people can kind of go on like an internal pilgrimage and just work on themselves. And that's what we've had to do 2020 for the most part, at least since March, you know, we've been doing that, but enough is enough. I'd like the world to start, you know, happening again. And that would be great. Just to stir things up. I would love it, because like, I think here in, it's probably worldwide, because I think it's not just localized to America, but like around the election, you know, most people I know who are aware, you know, spiritual people, they just felt like that election night here, you know, where Trump was just winning. All of a sudden everything stops. And then all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of votes start showing up for Biden, wherever they happen to be needed, in these boxes that show up. I mean, this, like, the fraud is amazing. I mean, it's amazing. And usually, you know, the more horrible person with the most leverage usually wins. And so that would be the evil empire at this point, you know. And I've kind of been mourning, because I'm like, wow, we had a president for 4 years. Now we'll have just straight up the deep state, the globalists, the reptilians, whatever. Like, pure evil will have an avatar. We will not have a president. I'm like, sorry, world, but get ready to be bombed. I mean, I can't, especially if you're probably in the Middle East, you know. You're life's gonna end soon, you know. It's like, so I know that a lot of people are really wishing for that, so let's have some mega truth bombs. I'm all about that. And that, or a solar flare, whatever it takes to get society to off the course that it's on. Because what's really strange right now is there's so many people who I don't think that many people even voted for him. I think it's such a scam. But people who were kind of pro Biden in this country, like, it has been proven now that the low information voter is a weapon of mass destruction. And even the people who were like, yay, let's vote for him, are now going, oh, wait a second, you mean now we're going to all live in a gulag and we have to go work at munitions factories? It's like, yes, that's what he said he was going to do. I don't like that. Well, dumbass.
Too bad.
Yeah. it was your idea, you know? So,
yeah.
Well, I'm with you. I think that I have a feeling, and it's been dim, but it's been getting brighter. It really has been, that there's an amazing book. It's called The Secret Destiny of America, and it's by Manly P. Hall, quite the eclectic character. He wrote Secret Teachings of All Ages and many books that people have probably perused at some point or the other. And it's a couple chapters on it, all of which are based on times that America was sort of miraculously saved, especially in its founding. And so, you know, now we find out, you know, either this is the shining city on the hill, it plays the role that, you know, many people in the world think it does, or I guess we were wrong. So it's game time. That's my cosmic weather. Let's see what happens, and stay sane, really, you know. We're all good at the internal pilgrimage right now. Just stay strong. You know, time is weird. Like we were talking about, the world is weird. People are weird. We're seeing just, you know, craziness that should not exist on the planet right now. It's on the planet. And so, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out what's next. You know, I think by the time, like, that's definitely something I feel in the cosmic energy. By the time we're talking to Thomas on the 10th, we will have stuff to talk about.
yeah, I get the feeling as well. You know, I mean, I've looked at the astrology, and well, Harris, she is not having a good time right now. So she's under some really brutal astrology aspects, or transits, and Biden is about to be hit with one towards the end of December, I believe. I don't know. If you check my website, I've written it all out there. I made a prediction. So, you know, let's see if that comes to pass. Something else that I've noticed is a lot of artifacts, a lot of, you know, archaeological artifacts are being uncovered from pagan times. And, you know, I'm a red-blooded pagan woman. And during pagan times, strength and honor were really valued. But as time has gone by and people have been comparing themselves to sheep now for, you know, a couple of thousand years, well, that's literally what they are. They've turned into sheep that wear masks and worship the television god. So if you want to empower yourself, check out your pre-Christian ancestry, work with those gods, work with that spirituality, because that's where you're going to find your empowerment, not working with a god who belongs to a country where you probably have never even been to.
Yeah, and you get in touch with that, definitely, like, go eat like an elk heart and carry a sword. I personally find that it gets me in touch with my, you know, my pagan roots. Oh, goodness, you know. Well, yeah, you know, I agree. I think that it's really important to get into whatever, you know, primal roots that we have. I mean, because we definitely, unfortunately, I think a lot of what got us here is a turning our backs on nature, you know, turning our backs on life, good character, strength. I mean, I am proud of my German heritage. You know, I'm not strictly from Germany, but mostly, you know, German and British. And you know, whatever happened to the to that ancient Germanic saying, you know, peace is hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's important, you know. And, you know, without conflict, there's no opportunity for glory. I mean, so, yeah, I think that we should all get in touch. There's something about our pagan roots, you know, that is always so just badass in its nature. And it helps you kind of have heroes, if you know what I mean. It helps you go, wow, you know, I wish I was, or maybe I don't wish I was there, but I can connect to, like, I mean, you imagine being the Celts and the Ghouls, you know, when Rome showed up, you know, and, mm-hmm. and that battle. And right now we're beaten by basically nothing. No. You know, we give up before the fight ever comes. So, yeah, I'm all for it. I think, you know, Heelung, that band, oh, my gosh. You know, if anybody, yeah. There you go. If you want to get charged up and you want to get in that energy, you know, like while you're sharpening your machete and eating some red meat, we'll post a link in the show notes for Heelung for the, yeah, seriously. Get yourself a big tankard of mead and some red meat and a sword,
yes.
Or a spear, and like watch Heelung, the whole concert, and you'll just be, you know, yeah.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. There's the Christmas spirit, damn it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not someone that really gets teary easily or cries easily, but sometimes I do find myself getting a bit misty-eyed when, you know, I read books or watch movies about, you know, ancient Greece, ancient so much, it's completely devastating. There's so much knowledge, strength, honor, spirituality, our connection with nature. We have lost that, and it is so upsetting. We have to bring that back, you know. That's the only way that we are going to live in some kind of balance again.
Yeah, I agree. And you broke up a little bit there, but it may have recorded, but it's fine. The message came across. And okay. I think that also a great book for me that I've been thinking about lately along the same lines is Sand County Almanac. I mean, the title of the book sounds so stupid. It really, he blew it on that one. But really it's this book, Aldo Leopold wrote it, and it's old. It's a pretty old book, and it's about, he was an early, I think in like 1910 or I forget when he was alive, but it's a while ago. And he really writes this incredible, passionate bunch of essays in it's about his love of nature and the way he saw it in such a deeper way than most people do. And he talked about like his, it's both like he writes about the beauty of it, and in that also his sorrow that is being destroyed. Yeah. And when you read it, if you don't want to be greatly challenged, don't read it, but it makes you like see everything differently. And one of the things that has always struck me about that book is where he says, the problem is we see the land, we're not the land. And that's where we went wrong. You know, at a certain point you won't see it. It won't be separate from you. And you're right. There are artifacts. I noticed that there are artifacts being found more and more. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten to the point where you just see it. I mean, if one thinks about the last year, I mean, why do we have such interest in these artifacts? Like finding, skeletons and then like remaking the head, like the bust of the person, now that we can do that very well. And like, you look at those people and they're just like, they're like familiar. Well, there's a primal renaissance going on, and I don't know if everybody's doing it, but those who are, definitely that's our future. So I'll just live it. And if anybody else catches up, great. But if not, you'll find me chasing rabbits in my elk skin.
Well, for anyone listening to this that, wants to connect with their Northern European ancestry, I've started a little page on Facebook, and it's called Frigga World Prayer Day. So Frigga is a goddess, a Norse goddess. She's the consort of Odin. And every month on the full moon, you can make an offering, you can meditate. And I've been posting the pictures that other people have sent me from around the world. And she's also a goddess connected to prophecy. And I find that to be very powerful. And I was actually scrying after I did the ritual in the glass of wine that I offered her, and seeing very, very clear images. So if anyone wants to connect, come and join us on that page. And there's one for Odin as well. There's Odin World Prayer Day. It's called prayer, but it's a ritual or a meditation or an offering. It's just some way for us all to connect together and to connect to our ancestral gods.
Yeah, well, definitely I'll link to that in the show notes over here on the Radiant Creator side. I'll link to that for sure. And also the book that you recommended the other fortnight. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name because it's just foreign to me, sort of. The Ruin Yoga.
Yes, the Ruin Yoga. Yeah. Is it Adrid Thorson?
I don't remember. I forget the title because it's just not, it's not my normal dialect. I forget the title, but I'll link to that again. I might have it here, but that was amazing. The Rune Yoga, I've only just, it's called Futhark, a handbook of rune magic,
That's right.
And something I wanted to mention to people is if you get the book, cause we got it, it's got great pictures. It's a great book. Good to go. If you're a person in a hurry, there's an audible version too. So you can just listen to it, and just listening to it is really great. Cause I mean, you get it. It's a wonderful book, especially if you are interested in the ruins, and then also their history, the world that they were made in and what they mean to people now. It's a wonderful, but also, the poses. I mean, I would speak highly of it. I'm only just getting into it, but another way of getting it connected to earth, connected to nature, ourselves, and also that pagan power. And it is exactly that. So is doing those poses, because it's intense. So while you're doing all the stuff and you're watching Heelong, basically Boom. You know, wouldn't hurt if you struck a pose or two, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I found them to be just incredible. They're so effective. You can, you know, work with certain runes to promote healing, good health, emotional healing, or, you know, you can work with others for spiritual guidance, spiritual powers, your finances. There's literally everything in life is in the runes. And they, you know, if you're of that ancestry, it's so empowering, and you can just feel a connection kind of ripple through you. The energy just, the current just ripples through you.
It does. It does. It definitely does. Does for us. We connect to those, and very new to it. But yeah. So I hope that we've given people some fun, definitely some stars to think about, and some cards to think about, and some cosmic energy to think about, you know, cosmic intuition. And we're all looking forward to expounding upon all that with Thomas soon on the 10th. But yeah, mm-hmm. Really, I just recommend to people, hey, everybody, hang in there. You know, the energy out there in the world has been shitty, you know? Yes. So if you feel challenged, if you're down, if you're having, you know, the occasional dark night of the soul, we're here for you. Like, you're not alone.
Yes, we are.
You're not alone at all.
Mm-hmm. We're all in this together. So yeah, it'll be good to catch up with Thomas and see what he has, what predictions he has for next year. I'll be going over the astrology for next year, and yeah, it'll just be just good fun. I'll have a glass of wine maybe, since this is our Christmas special.
Oh, I will for sure. Yeah, I will. I will also. It's always good. It's very good for a nice show to do exactly that. And I'll have my little, you know, big fireplace going in the background. So if we do video, it'll all be very, very nice back there. Yes, that's right. That's right. My fake fireplace.
Very cozy.
Cozy. But I will have you know, a candle burning next to it. Okay. And like, and a coyote skull. All right. So don't give me too hard of a time. You know, wow. Well, have we covered it all? Is there anything else?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right. Well, everybody, stay strong. You know, do what it takes to be powerful right now. Find the strength in yourself, because, you know, we've been forced to find that this year. So continue. Yeah. I think it's going to get better.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. All bye right. For now.
Bye, everybody.